Hard Knocks returns with an exclusive look at the Cleveland Browns.
This year, we think we got it.
And this revamped squad, with their number one draft picks and all-pro free agents, live up to the hype?
We're going to start a whole new era.
Who will earn their stripes?
Don't be late!
Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns. Tuesdays at 10 p.m. kicks off tonight, only on HBO.
HBO Sports, NFL Films, and the Cleveland Browns team up for an unfiltered, all-access look at what it takes to make it in the National Football League. When Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns kicks off its five-episode season tonight. The new season of the groundbreaking sports reality series spotlights the AFC North franchise that has the hometown region excited as a wave of new young players and veteran acquisitions get acclimated to the team. Each week, viewers will get an inside look as players experience the daily rigors of an NFL training camp as they look to earn their stripes and compete for a roster spot. Don't miss Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. starting tonight on HBO.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Are you going to call him?
You're damn right I'm going to call him. I'm calling him right now. Don't worry, coach. God is with you. Yeah!
On The Score, we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And
thank you for listening.
Most of all, listening. Yeah, that's the important part. And fun show today. We want to thank our guy Dustin, Kevbo, Ray, the great contributors to this program, the men behind
the glue,
the little glass partition there, that are really people we hold in the highest of esteem. And there's love.
That's a hell of a team.
A lot of love in this room right now. We're delighted to welcome Dan Burst. Why do you shake your head?
Good morning, guys.
Just don't turn your nose up at love and Connor McKnight.
Turn your nose up at love.
How dare you?
It's like a single from Dan's first album.
My nose up at disingenuousness, not love.
How is that disingenuous?
It's fine. There's a kernel of truth in there.
There
I'm
is
sure.
a kernel, of sure. course.
It's a small kernel.
And somebody's never heard the Screamers Lieutenant and Howlers podcast. Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's my partner over there. Mm-hmm. There was a little kernel, and we grew it, and it blossomed into a flower.
A love flower.
And it just,
a flower
it
of football love.
Do you see how that happens?
I do. That's a nice flower mechanic
Thank
you have
you.
Going
I'm working
here.
On that.
Well
Master
practiced.
Of the
Thank
mixed
you.
Metaphor.
Block that metaphor.
Morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to make it back from the Urban Meyer rally.
Did you get it back? How much traffic?
Drove 11 hours.
Timing just worked out.
May I state that this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
Those are my dudes.
Now,
Aloha Restoration.
150 of your closest friends.
I'm laughing, but how about
those signs?
Where's a drone strike when you need it? Where is just a
Venezuela?
Yeah, right. Get a Hellfire missile instead of out of control C4 like in Venezuela. Get a professionally done drone strike.
And who would show up for such a rally to
Ezekiel Elliott's father?
Expose how much perspective you have lost as a sports fan.
Tennessee Jeff. He drove 11 hours from Myrtle Beach.
Guys who don't give a damn and just want to win another Big Ten title. That's all that matters.
But the signs blaming ESPN. That's the best. But they didn't break the story. The guy they fired broke the story.
They didn't know he no longer worked for
right?
him. Because ESPN is with the SEC network, and they're attacking the Big Ten. This is the connection.
The conflation in some of those signs is fantastic. Just the need to have to fit everything, all of your conspiracies onto one sign. It's like bumper stickers driving around. Nobody ever has just the one bumper sticker.
You're right.
If you've got one bumper, if you've got one coexist bumper sticker on there, you've got 90 bumper stickers driving around. Nobody ever says just the one bumper sticker.
It's there is an addiction to those things. Once you get one going, you're like,
conspiracy
on the right
sign,
side of my car?
Well, you have every conspiracy.
How many people do you know that have just one tattoo?
That's
rare.
A good point.
There's like one. There's one bumper sticker that's only...
Once you start inking.
Like, if you've got the Semper Fi bumper sticker, that's usually the one you've got on the car.
No.
That's, like, the only one that exists.
That's you got, like, a Ducks Unlimited on there or something.
No, no, no. For other stuff like that. But usually, like, the Semper Fi one, at least when I'm driving around, that's, like, it's lone bumper sticker. Every other bumper sticker, Coexist or My Kid's an Honor Student,
26.
Whatever.
26.5.
That, oh, right. God. There's, like, a 14 point something, and there's all sorts of different
13.1. It's 26.2 is the one you.
Oh, is it? Well, I clearly never ran a marathon.
You know what though? It was all seriousness, watching that yesterday and being like embarrassed by the people that did show up, and what an embarrassment I think that was for Ohio State. The fact of the matter is, there were only 150 people there, and when you talk about the cult of Ohio State football fandom,
yeah, you compare that to the Penn State Paterno riot. Yeah. And what's still going on at Penn State with the battle of the Board of Trustees over that legacy?
I mean, it wasn't a great turnout. You know, you could look at it that way. Now, it got a lot of national attention. It got a lot of local attention, I'm sure. But there weren't that many people when you look at how many people could have turned out.
There weren't that many normal people. I mean, it just seems so insane.
Did you see the story today, though, that ESPN is reporting that Courtney Smith's lawyer says the university never contacted her. Shelly Meyer is texting with her.
But Dan,
the wives of other assistant coaches are texting.
We followed protocol.
They never contacted her. What's going on?
They're going to create this bubble around Urban Meyer where he did everything he was supposed to do. He told the media nothing because he doesn't like the media, and somebody is going to end up taking a fall for Urban Meyer in that administration.
I gotta
That's
tell you,
what's
I,
going to happen.
I would I be stunned if he was fired.
Me too.
It would just stun me.
I think it's a suspension.
Based on what's happening and how they're reacting.
A suspension up until Big Ten games start.
Sure. Maybe he doesn't coach.
I'm still going to hold out the possibility that he
David
loses
believes,
his job.
Yeah,
because
I hope you're
I think
right.
In this day and age.
You're a moralist. You're not looking at it pragmatically.
Maybe it's not realist, but I think that in this day and age, for Ohio State to make that statement, knowing what we know about what he did to deflect the truth and to diminish what happened, for them to take a stand and not and continue to employ him is quite a statement to make.
But play this out. What's the downside? How does it actually happen? If, in fact, they say, we realize that mistakes were made.
Right.
There were lapses in judgment. We're going to codify policy going forward. He's on double secret probation now, and he's aware that there were missteps, that our policies were probably not properly up to date, and he will serve a suspension up until blah, blah, blah. What's the downside?
The downside in saying all that and keeping him? Well, I mean, you just you expose yourself as being what you are.
So, I'm just saying, like, if you're actually looking from a pragmatic business standpoint, where they keep the money, why investigate him then?
Why have the ruse? Or of a 2 week investigation
because you're a public university and you're doing what you believe you're.
So that's the downside.
Good.
That's the downside. You are a public university. And you are basically endorsing everything that he just
right
the fraud that he has become.
Remember, does it affect their enrollment? Does it affect their sponsorship? I don't think so.
It does if he leaves.
No,
oh, sure, if he leaves.
Yeah, it might if he leaves.
It does if he's 6-6 this year.
Maybe you feel as a university, you've got to create the proper amount of cover, and that's not for Urban. That's for you. You know, that's for the administrators. Yeah. That's for them to feel better. Because remember, we saw reported on Twitter from a number of different people that. There had been clauses, like literal reporting clauses, like here's what you have to do in these instances. Title IX requires this, and if there's a sexual assault, you have to say this to this person. Like it's
the Clery Act is involved.
The chain, and in Urban's contract, the chain was delineated. Here's who you go to. If that guy's not there or that girl's not there, you go to the next person.
He's going to claim that it was followed. He followed procedure.
Of course he is.
And they won't have
cause.
But that takes away one rung of defense like this. Well, our policies weren't up to date and we didn't have this, that, or the other thing. They did update just recently, just this last offseason. So, to impanel this 6-person investigatory council or whatever, all that does is put the umbrella up a little higher for Urban. That's all that does. It's just put up a little more shade for him to fly under.
And if they were a 500 team,
but they're not.
Last year,
if it was Luke Fickell,
they would find cause. They would find an exception.
Yeah, but that's not the world we live in.
Yeah.
You know, he is a coaching royalty. He is the most powerful person in this equation by a mile. He is still employed. He is still getting paid.
I wonder how he is affected by it, though, Dan. I mean, if this is a guy that was a nervous wreck at Florida, finally had it. I know we can scoff at it and laugh at it, but I mean, let's be honest about it. Every place he goes, people are going to be yelling stuff at him about, you know, enabling.
He had 31 arrests at Florida.
I know. Yeah. I know. And he had like a nervous breakdown at Florida, too.
Well, I'm just saying. Think he did.
Well, I do think. I don't think people.
I think he's a reptile.
I don't think it affects him. That's what I'm driving at. I don't think people go through life like that. I think at some point
he's a
people
coach.
They
think that everything they do is inherently righteous. It's not about winning.
Dan Dockich is a good guy. He's best friends with Urban Meyer, mm-hmm. which makes me think that Urban can't be a reptile.
I knew Urban Meyer 20 years ago when he was an assistant coach at Notre Dame.
Was he a reptile?
No, he was not. He was a likable guy. He was an earnest guy. He was and over the years, you have seen him maybe. The bigger you become,
you
change. Yeah. I don't want to speak for how he is now. I don't know him the way that I did 20 years ago.
But I don't think anybody is a reptile, Dan. I think that there are people that are.
There's two selves. He has two selves.
Yes.
Urban Meyer has two selves. There's the football coach who is ruthless and a win at all costs, and then there's the guy away from the game where I think he's a different person. Very much so.
Maybe there are two sides. Maybe there are two people. I think a lot of people operate that way. But I think Urban Meyer, I think a lot of college football coaches get themselves into a position where they think they did the right thing.
There's a papal infallibility at some point. They're so wrapped up in the righteousness of what they do
If somebody gave you $40 million to coach Saturdays, okay, you would convince yourself in a hurry that everything you did was right.
Absolutely.
And every thought you had was just.
Power corrupts.
Yes.
Power corrupts. Absolutely.
Lord Acton talking about the papacy, and Dan's just, set papal.
Thought I'd bring it together.
And you have obviously a guy named Urban. So I mean,
wow, look at you! Well done.
Wow,
what's going on here?
Hey, nice. Hey, by the way, Saturday night I was with your guy.
Who's that?
Porter Moser.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had a crazy.
Where were you
weird,
at? Did you apologize?
Weirdly enough, that was the first thing Porter did. Mounted the bar and said, "Apologize."
We were at Moe's Cantina in Wrigleyville, and it was one of these strange sets of circumstances where our friend Lisa Fielding at News Radio 780, she and I we worked alongside each other in Rockford years ago when she was doing the PA announcing for the Rockford Minor League Baseball team. I was doing play by play. And a friend of ours in common, the guy that originally hired me in 1992 with the Lightning, who I haven't seen since 1994, he was in town. She has remained friendly with him. So as I come out and see him, so I meet up with them after the game. And then my buddy Bones is there, who is another Rockford Lightning GM.
Is he a doctor?
Pete McMurray was there. I don't know if you know Pete.
Because he
was the morning guy at WXRX in Rockford, part of that crew, too. So, and also, then Jeff's buddy went back to the Peoria Chiefs with him when they worked there. They know Lester Strode from the Peoria Chiefs, the Cubs bullpen coach. So they text him, Lester Strode shows up, and he's hanging out. Everybody's telling stories. And then
his Cubs uniform?
Out of nowhere, Porter Moser walks in with his wife.
Smooth.
Like, apropos of nothing. And then we're trading old basketball stories with him. Because a lot of, the old Continental Basketball Association stuff is we're talking to him. It was just weird. And the general manager of the bar, who is he's a D1 basketball referee.
Oh, wow.
Like Big Ten and MAC and all that stuff.
Yelling at him?
That's what I was thinking.
Give me my drink.
Terrible. And it's just, I mean, some of the stories were just
was
great.
Sister Jean's
a really good dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. Sister Jean's would come in and
she's bartending that night.
Yes, they're doing Jaeger bombs or something,
He's a good man.
Porter's the opposite end of what the spectrum that we started this conversation, okay? We talked about the ruthless reptile without a conscience. I view Porter Moser as sort of the total opposite of college coaches on the other end of the spectrum.
Something to be said for him remaining Loyola's coach.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to be said for that.
You're shocked that he stays?
Shocked.
Why?
Because people just don't. He took Loyola to the Final Four.
I was there.
And he's still here.
Yeah, literally, I was there.
I know.
You remember that, that college coaching carousel that just didn't
roll
as much.
You claimed that let's go back, Dan. Let's talk about what you wrote and how you failed to apologize to Porter.
Petty.
No, let's let it go. But that's funny that you ended up with him. Were you all embarrassed? And did you think, like, God, he must know?
No, because we've interviewed him multiple times during all of that.
See, he doesn't. He's holding against it. There are Loyola people that will never forget, Dan. And I won't let them.
I think it motivated them.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's your way to go.
I think. Yeah.
Take credit for it.
You should get
all the doubters.
Without that,
it's the oldest trick in the book. All the doubters that counted us out. Nobody thought it was.
Only the guys in this locker room believe.
Right, yep. Pinned up on the bulletin.
They all doubt us.
Dan's going to get a Final Four ring.
I don't think they give those.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't. Unfortunately, you're not allowed to. Right? There's certain things the NCAA might.
The NCAA
give
wasn't
North Carolina about it.
Yeah.
Just a whole load of nonsense. We're going to get to that. We're
going to
get to that.
In Carolina?
No, I'm just trying
Porter
to.
Porter Moser. He's trying to picture you with Porter Moser.
I'm trying to picture you, Porter, Lester Strode, and the collection of people you mentioned. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah,
like,
they're trading all these minor league war stories.
I'm trying to think of myself walking into a bar and seeing that, like, wow.
Oh, and don't forget Cody Westerlund wandered in too.
But these are people that you kind of know that are all over there. Like, what's the connection with that? It was just freaking out.
It was like one of those dreams you try to explain to somebody. Like, it was my house, but it wasn't really my house. And then, like, my third grade teacher was there.
Which
was
normal.
Right, because that was totally normal because that was expected. So it was, but you know, hey, somebody texts you and says, come meet us for a beer. You never know what's going to happen.
So I'm in the elevator and David Mamet walks in and I'm like, hey,
put that coffee down.
It's just such a weird collection of people. That's fun.
Yeah, it was. I don't get out all that often, and you know, with I might as well with the kids. Still two more days.
Who's your weird collection today?
Oh, our personal weird collection is going to involve Jeff Sullivan and Joe Madden, Doug Glanville.
I've heard of him.
You have.
He's very good on the radio with you guys.
He's
great.
We've got a lot to talk to him about because apparently he now, because he talked to an umpire, he's now against the automated strike zone.
Do you know what changed my opinion on all this stuff is
Les Grobstein?
It was watching the World Cup and they had VAR, which is video assistant referee, and they got so many calls right. They reverse so many calls. I think they have to go farther with it, but it is...
No, further's correct. Farther is literal distance.
Don't correct me. I know what I'm saying. At any rate, they did such a good job. It worked so well. Like, you know, on corner kicks, for instance, a lot of guys clutching and grabbing, and they actually called some of that stuff, which will make everyone think about it and stop doing it, which will create a better flow to the game. Now, I don't like the interruption that all the video stuff causes, but you would get it right. You would get calls right. You would have a box. You would have a strike zone. It wouldn't be, well, I got to learn this guy. Oh, he's allowing this today, and he's squeezing that. And that is a process you have to go through as a
hitter. It's time.
Right.
It would be great to just have it be the strike zone.
And I agree with Joe that there are going, he's right. Whatever that umpire that was trying to fight for his job by lobbying Joe, buttonholing him to say, yeah, there's going to be pitches that are called this way. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's about the consistency. We'll learn. This is now a strike. Okay. Who calls it? Everybody. It's a strike everywhere, every park. Every automated strike zone is going to call that, and it's you sacrifice a little bit of comfort for consistency, I think.
All right, we'll be listening. That should be a lot of fun.
Show.
Have a great show, guys.
You got to have a fall guy in the crew.
Stream the score with radio.com. It's easy. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now and get all your favorite score shows live on your mobile device. Stream the score with radio.com.
This is Mark Melusis with the CBS Sports Minute. As the Los Angeles Rams look to build upon their playoff season from a year ago with a dynamic young head coach in Sean McVay and a third-year quarterback in Jared Goff and a retooled secondary and defensive line, one thing remains the same. They must get the most disruptive defensive lineman in the NFL, Aaron Donald, signed to a long-term deal. Donald was the number 13 pick in the 2014 NFL draft, is set to make $6.9 million in the final year of his rookie deal. It's the second straight year that he is holding out as he looks for a deal that pays him over $20 million per season. Let's be honest, he deserves it. In 4 years, he has played 62 of 64 possible games in the regular season, generated 39 sacks, and has been an unbelievable disruptive force. He is brilliant, and if the Rams hope to make the Super Bowl this year, they need number 99 on the defensive line. I'm Mark Melusis.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enover, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect two-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text baseball to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon. Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship baseball team. This season, I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one, when I hit one, and when I drive one. Here's another winner from Westfield Ford.
Right now at Westfield Ford in Countryside, get $6,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Explorer. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,000 bonus cash. Get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Edge. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash.
I've played some infield and some outfield, so I know how important it is to be versatile. At Westfield Ford, you'll get an all-star effort from their team, whether you're there for service or to buy. Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and down fees to qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
Grilling season is here, and now is the time to visit the Backyard Barbecue Store. Hi, this is Dan Marguerite. Whether you are looking for a new grill, smoker, or just need some charcoal and smoking wood, we have you covered. We can even show you how to use that new grill at one of our grilling classes. Our newly designed space is also available for your next private event. The Backyard Barbecue, your Big Green Egg Superstore, is located at 535 Green Bay Road in downtown Wilmette. Or go to backyardbbqstore.com or call 847-251-2272. The Backyard Barbecue Store, your one-stop shop for everything barbecue.
It's great cause.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey,
Hi, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Anthony Miller.
How soon did you realize that you would have that kind of versatility already?
I knew it was going to be like that because Coach Nagy, he came from that type of offense where he just moves guys around, and I'm that type of guy. In my position, I'm either in the backfield or I'm coming in motion. I'm in the slot. I'm outside. So I'm going to be everywhere, and it's exactly what I expect.
What about adjusting to the fact that this is your job now? You are a professional football player and putting your life together.
I think I've adjusted pretty well to what's expected of me, and I want more. It just doesn't stop here. I'm expected to do a lot, and I'm going to exceed the expectations. I'm ready for any challenge.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. We are busy today. Jeff Sullivan, the senior editor at Fangraphs at 10. Doug Glanville, baseball insider at NBC Sports Chicago, does great work. I was watching him last night. 10:40 for him, midday Midway at 11. At 11:20, Elise Menaker of Big Ten Network. She was actually there in Columbus.
She drew the short straw.
For the gathering of the stupid.
And did some solid work.
Yep,
too.
So we will get her first-person take on that. Joe Maddon at noon on the Cubs, on Javier Baez, on Cole Hamels, on robot umpires, on everything that he has going on. And we have three chances to win $1,000 via a lucky text keyword. And you have to be listening for that opportunity to win. 312-644-6767 is how you reach us via phone at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. If you want to listen on your mobile device, you must download the radio.com app.
Yes.
It is being reimagined. It is being relaunched. They are making it better.
Just download the update today.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
The brand new.
Loads up right away, fires up.
Updated radio.com app. So you download that, and you can be a part of the show that way. Twitter, at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You want to watch us via these cameras?
Hello.
You can do that. The video feed is at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live, directed by Brian Gertz. Producers are Jay Zawoski.
Quit yelling.
That's Tennessee Jeff.
Wow.
Who, oddly enough, lives in Myrtle Beach, and he said he drove 11 hours.
He's also in McNeil's Fantasy Football League.
Along with Musky Pete, yes. Tennessee Jeff.
I think I met that guy in Myrtle Beach when I was living there for a little while.
You met six of that guy.
Just kidding. I think I met that guy. I think he was at Fat Tuesdays. I think he was there for the $3 Roller Rocks. I myself had a few of those at the time. Boy, that is just depressing.
They got a lot of my money the Fat Tuesday in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, tons of money. It's just so easy to let it go once you walk up to the bar.
Because
not only do they have those, but they got that's that wall of big frozen stuff that spins around for $2.
And Wet Willies in Savannah. Same kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yep. Also, Crazy Zach's in Myrtle Beach. I don't know if it still exists. Crazy Zach's is right across the street from the Spanish Galleon.
You laugh in the background of everybody else's conversations.
Yeah. That was our home base was pretty much Crazy Zach's.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Most of our evenings that are what we can continue to remember.
Minor league teams love going through Myrtle Beach. Love it. That's a lot of college girls
in Myrtle Beach.
The beer is cheap. The beach is right there. If you're a pitcher, if you started the first game of a series against the Pelicans,
I didn't think about that.
That is your best weekend or whatever week in minor league baseball for the year. That might be your best one.
On the board is Rick Camp.
1-2 and struck him out swing on a breaking ball. So there are two.
Ben's got like a little smile on his face. That was a 71-mile-an-hour breaking ball that ended up in the dirt, coming after the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's fun.
John Sterling and Susan Waldman not impressed with Matt Davidson's knuckle curve.
Matt Davidson's pitching.
It's fun.
I mean,
Well, that's adorable.
Look at you, Matt Davidson. He pitched most through high school.
That's a legit knuckle curve he's got.
Oh, yeah. Spike curve, knuckle curve.
We were just debating this off the air, the number of pitchers that we know who throw what's called a spike curve.
Mussina had one.
Yeah, Bert Hooten, famously. And yeah. What it is you're imparting curveball spin, but instead of just snapping your wrist, you're also using the push of a fingertip to spin the ball the same direction.
He's thrown, I've watched Matt throw, you know, you guys throw on the sidelines during BP or just before BP. He throws a knuckle, too. I've seen him throw a knuckleball. Yeah. I don't know how confident or how much he'd love to throw one out there if he actually had to go pitch and do it, but I've seen him work one.
Do you remember former White Sox pitcher James Baldwin? He also
threw a spike curve. David Robertson. David Robertson throws one as well. I think that's how he gets his. Yeah, spike curve. Yeah, he throws one too.
Yeah, I don't know who teaches it or when in your career they decide you're better off doing that.
Every town has that best player, yep. Small towns like that. Zach Koga, who went to go play scholarship at Iowa, had one. And he had one at like 13. Oh, man. Nobody knew what the hell was going on.
In the back, doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz.
Now we're going to go to Aurora. Will, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's going on, Will?
I want to know if you know, is there a metric about next base achieved or attempted?
They still it's still supposedly a policy in baseball. Don't get thrown out at third base for the first out of the inning, and don't get thrown out to end the inning.
What I'm saying is that I think there's a metric that this year that the Cubs are exceeding. It's challenge bases attempted and getting them.
People have been stealing bases and taking extra bases long before anybody even knew what metric stuff was. I don't like the metric stuff. I like arithmetic. And when I talk about the amount of bases you steal, the amount of bases you take, I don't need this metric stuff. Like I said, when I was in high school, a lot of my teachers wanted me to pay more attention to algebra and metrics and stuff. I said, I don't care about it. They said, well, you're going to need this when you grow up. Guess what? I don't need it.
I think you might have proved their point.
What?
I think they were right.
I don't like the metric stuff. I like arithmetic.
The beautiful part about baseball is you can watch it without any net and still enjoy it.
I also think if your teachers were telling you that someday you might need that, this would be one of those times where it might have helped.
Guess what? I don't need it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski.
Yeah.
Fitz and the Cats return to Ryan Field after a 10-win campaign last year. Don't miss out on matchups with Michigan, Notre Dame, and more. Season and single-game tickets are on sale now at anysports.com. Javi Baez continues his MVP charge with a homer and an RBI double as the Cubs beat the Royals 3-1. Cole Hamels has allowed one earned run in 11 innings since joining the Cubs. Mike Montgomery pitches tonight. Chris Bryant threw, but no timetable on his return. Yu Darvish will throw live BP tomorrow. Joe Maddon at noon with Burstyn McKnight. Albert Almora will be on the score at 2. With McNeil and Parkins. The White Sox were shut out by the Yankees 7-0. Gleyber Torres went yard, and Lance Lynn retired 19 in a row during his first start in the pinstripes. Ronaldo Lopez takes the ball this evening. And the Bears' closed practice is in progress. Bears visit the Bengals on Thursday. The Bernstein and McKnight Show will be live from Wrigley. Stop by Gallagher Way on Friday to see Dan and Connor. Listen to the best Chicago sports talk and get ready for the Cubs matchup against Washington. The show starts at 9. We'll lead into the pregame show with Zach Zaidman at 12:45. Start your weekend early with The Score, the radio home of the Cubs. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and the next Cubs game on The Score tonight at 6:40 when they take on the Royals. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought...
This segment is presented by the Terra Foundation for American Art. Art Design Chicago offers 30-plus exhibitions, plus talks and tours. ArtDesignChicago.org. Maybe you should just go see it. We had a discussion in our pre-show meeting in Mitch's office about the Bears quarterback situation. I should say more about Mitchell Trubisky and his progress.
Only about Mitchell Trubisky.
So I guess I should phrase this and just put this out there as a question. And leave it somewhat open-ended, though I know that there are perils in doing that historically on this show. But when I looked at the Mitch Trubisky some news here, big picture of him. And essentially the story is he's had consecutive not bad practices, and all of a sudden optimism is rising.
Go Bears!
So let's figure this out. I'm asking for your help.
Sure.
How do we do this? What are we really supposed to do here? Because on the one hand, I am completely aware that he's it. That this he's everything.
Sure.
My everything. That he is the sink or swim.
Of course.
If he's great, everybody's happy. If he's bad, everybody's fired. And if he's good, and or somewhere in between there, we'll figure it all out. He's immensely important. One of the most significant Chicago professional athletes we've had in a long, long time because of all that's riding on him, his feet, his right arm. Yet, judging him and judging our level of optimism or the Bears' level of optimism from practice session to practice session, I also recognize as kind of ridiculous. So, I don't mean this glibly, but what are we doing here? Help me out here. How do we evaluate this with some intelligence?
First, I'll tell you this. It's the Bears' fault that we go with back-to-back training camp practices prior to the first game he's played in this preseason with reports like this, with over-the-top criticism and or, you know, glee about his practices. It's the Bears' fault because draft or develop or have a damn quarterback already. You should have been here beforehand. It's your fault for not being good. It's your fault for not putting something on the field that is recognizable as a modern NFL quarterback.
So stipulated, completely agree.
I think it's worth saying.
But that doesn't solve the issue of what is a sensible way to actually cover Mitchell Trubisky's preparation for this season with these coaches while not being completely ridiculous about it.
So I put that out there to kind of, I'm coming at you from the flank here on
all
this
right.
one. Because instead of, because we haven't done this, we being Bears fans, we being a media, because we haven't done this in a while, and because of the circumstances around Mitchell Trubisky too, I think these are different. Because if this was Mitchell's rookie season with a new head coach that was appointed for him, I think we'd be doing this differently. I don't know that we'd have necessarily the same kind of all-out hope and optimism. I don't think we'd have necessarily the same kind of dissonance between local opinion and national opinion on the Bears. Because remember, Vegas still has them at, what, 6.5 wins for the season? I think it's 6.5, maybe 7. Remember, the national scope of the Bears is, hey, we'll see him figure it out and we'll believe in him later, I guess. That's not been the take from the inside, which, honestly, I think you can support either argument. But because we've seen a season of Mitch, because we've done this time without Matt Nagy, the questions, the evaluations, the microscope, it's focused differently than it otherwise would be.
We're also counting on the assessment of the Bears coaches more than we are objective evaluations. You can see a tipped pass get intercepted. You can see some issues with accuracy. But the truth is, we don't really know who's doing what in the offense. You brought it up with Kevin Fishbane yesterday.
Yeah,
when
I
we
think
were
Kevin
in
made a really good point there.
The amount of trust that we're placing in the publicly reported evaluations of Trubisky by the people who are installing the offense. Because there's only so much you can see when maybe somebody was completely out of position on the backside of the play, or somebody had a bad split that changed an angle that forced him to make a throw he wasn't supposed to have made. And football's like that in ways that other sports aren't.
Yeah, we don't know who's making mistakes yet. We don't know enough about this offense. And to be quite honest, I don't think they're going to throw enough on the field in this coming game on Thursday or in any of the subsequent preseason games for us to really get a handle on who's making mistakes yet. Or, better put, whose fault interceptions are. Mm-hmm. I mean, because let's be honest, when Matt Nagy comes out and says Saturday's practice was crap and sloppy and inconsistent, and then you've got two real good bounce-back, back-to-back practices, things that are solid, and you're hearing this from players, and you're hearing it from, you know, we had Anthony Miller on, and he kind of mentioned this when we were bourbonnet with him, that yeah, Saturday's practice did feel different. It was sloppy, it was loose, it wasn't there. Well, these back-to-back practices of solid work. It's a little convenient for a coaching staff that's looking to kind of prove a point and then come back with practices. And I don't blame them for that at all. That's a good coaching tool. There's nothing better than having, you know, like a win where you play badly. Coaches love that stuff. Especially like if you get a big time college football program that squeaks out a win against the Citadel.
Yeah, when you stared into the abyss.
You won 21-10 or something. You've got your W, but you played coaches love that stuff.
Where you were down 10-7 at half.
Yep.
And you then kind eventually of you're
make it work. Because they get to ride your ass for the next week. And they get to coach hard. But
you were
got
down 10-7 at half to the Citadel.
Coach, yep, we won 41-7. Yeah, but it sucked until then. Yep. They love that stuff.
There's an article on Bleacher Report by our longtime guy, Matt Miller, who talked about how to evaluate practice. And there's a quote in here that I think really should inform Bears fans. We're also going to hear from quarterbacks coach Dave Ragone. There's stuff that he had to say about the quarterback room. Yeah, the offensive assistants were available yesterday. I believe the defensive assistants are all going to be available on the field today.
Okay.
So we're sort of combing through a lot of that stuff to get some information. But now, help us out here. What's the right way to do this so we don't all drive ourselves crazy?
Or better put, how are you doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, really, from day one of these camps, have you been consuming Mitchell differently than you've consumed other quarterbacks? And maybe it all changes after Thursday night, too. Because once you've put on pads and put something on film, regardless of what in the hell it looks like, it'll change some then, too.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bernstein and McKnight. Joe Maddon is going to join us today at noon on The Score.
The Score is live from Bears camp in Bourbonnais, talking to players and coaches.
Anthony Miller, rookie wide receiver.
Who's kind of been that the top dog there?
In our group, there's no top dog because we're all learning this offense and we're all doing this together.
Keep listening for more live coverage from Bears training camp on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You got to start thinking about saving money, and you're always looking to find some ways to do that, but maybe you're not thinking of the easiest way to save a huge chunk of money, and that is by paying less interest on your credit card balances, refinancing with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. If you think about this, the average credit card interest rate is over 18% APR. So you can probably save hundreds or thousands of dollars depending on the amount of credit card debt here by lowering your interest rate. LightStream is offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. 18% over here, 5.89% over here. Do the arithmetic. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, and this could not be easier. LightStream's the perfect name for it because of how light and easy it is. You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. That could be today for you to say goodbye to high interest rate credit cards and start saving with LightStream. And there's more. You can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/DanB. LightStream.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled GETQUIP.com/clean.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team. This season, I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one, when I hit one, and when I drive one. Here's another winner from Westfield Ford.
Right now at Westfield Ford in Countryside, get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Escape. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash. Get $4,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Focus. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,500 bonus cash.
I've played some infield and some outfield, so I know how important it is to be versatile. At Westfield Ford, you'll get an all-star effort from their team, whether you're there for service or to buy. Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees to qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied. Expires 8/31/18.
The roof, siding, and gutters on your commercial properties and home need to be inspected every few years. Mother Nature can cause serious damage. If your building is more than 15 years old, contact Select Roofing and Gutter to schedule your free inspection and evaluation. Be proactive. Contact Select Roofing now. Select Roofing and Gutter gets the job done right the first time. Contact us today for a free inspection and evaluation at srng.com. That's srng.com.
Select Roofing and Gutter. We're always on top.
We bought a mountain of mercuries. And
this week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory 5-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text baseball to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I was talking about him mentally. I think the way he's approached this camp, he's come in and his mental approach to his teammates, staying in the book, trying to get better, trying not to make the same mistake twice. I mean, all those things. I mean, those are things that are growth. And he'll continue for the rest of his career that way. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a 1 to 2 year deal. I mean, those are going to be constant, consistent growth landmarks for him. And hopefully he continues to hit them.
Quarterbacks coach Dave Ragone, there was a phrase in there that I want you to remember. Because I'm going to read you a quote here from Matt Miller's piece on Bleacher Report. The headline is, "Don't worry about numbers. Training camp is NFL's teaching time."
That's Matt Miller or Les?
Here's a quote. "I told you at the beginning of camp, I don't care about all that stuff. I want him to test the offense." This is when being asked about a number of practice interceptions being thrown by a quarterback. "I don't care about all that stuff. I want him to test the offense. If you don't have the intestinal fortitude to go test it, you're going to be one of those quarterbacks who checks it down every time. That's not what it's all about. The great thing about him is that he never makes the same mistake twice."
Hmm.
Okay, that's what Dave Ragone just said.
Yeah.
Never makes the same mistake twice.
Right.
There's a reason for that. That quote came from Andy Reid about Pat Mahomes.
No joke.
So when you get certain phrases that are said by certain coaches in the room, I guarantee you that is a common refrain from Matt Nagy down.
Well, it's an interesting way to look at things, too. When I'd asked you during the break, you know, how you guys covered Rex when Rex first arrived with the Chicago Bears. Because remember, there are some similarities. He's a high draft pick, though clearly not as high as Mitchell Trubisky. He was needed for that Bears team, right? There was a need, a desperate need perhaps, same way Mitchell Trubisky was seen by Ryan Pace as a desperate need. You had a head coach come in the year after he was drafted, right, which strikes up some similarities. But in terms of never making the same mistake twice, testing the defense, making mistakes in practice, learning how to get downfield, there's a difference between, at least from my mind, a difference between that quarterback and this one. Mitchell doesn't have to look over his shoulder when he makes mistakes.
Well, we didn't think that Rex would either until he got hurt.
Yeah,
and they had to hurry everything up with Kyle Orton, because what happened with the Rex thing, and I was always a Rex guy. I liked him personally. I always thought he, I loved, I remember the story that Mulligan was telling us about how he said, I want to be great.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I want to be a great quarterback. I had always admired Rex's balls. That he just, he was going for it. And the arm and the risk tolerance. I was always for high risk, high reward. Let's chuck that thing down the field and hope we get a pass interference.
Knowing is, you know, feverish, how feverish you get for Bears Sundays later. That's your meatball sanctum, yeah, no, your sanctum sanctorum.
I mean,
you can only
is.
Imagine what that was like.
And I knew there were going to be some picks in there.
Well,
but
hell yeah.
That's why I got excited about Jay Cutler for the same reasons. Like, oh my God, I can actually throw the ball. That I is, and again, Kyle Orton, another guy, personally, great dude. I just, that entire debate very quickly devolved into tribalism and absolutes and reductive arguments.
Then, well, that's then it was never happened before.
Declare, so. You're either a Rex guy or an Orton guy. And then it was either, you know, run this spigot wide open or shut it down, give him half the field, dumb
right.
it down, and win with defense because the defense was so good. And the arguments lost meaning after a while, and everybody's looking at passer efficiency rating to determine who's better or who's worse. I guess in general, I tend to side with a big arm guy who is always looking to get it down the field.
I think coaches, Andy Reid in particular, Doug Peterson, one of them too, and perhaps Matt Nagy, I think some of the newer coaches have kind of pushed that philosophy as well. You know, and Andy Reid, you know, it kind of feels like he's grown some in that offensive philosophy. Maybe that's not right. Maybe I'm looking back at some of those Eagles teams and misremembering some of them because of just how they kind of petered out in NFC title games. But I think the idea of pushing things downfield, the idea of risk calculus is critical to a quarterback's success in this league. And that metaphorical math has got to be done not only by the quarterback after he's get the ball, you know, after that snap from underneath the wide, wide ass of James Daniels, but by head coaches, by offensive coordinators.
Sung to the tune of Wild, Wild West. So I hear that in my head.
Wide ass.
Yep.
No, I think some of that's got to happen independently, and some of it has to happen together in the room with Dave Ragone, too. The thing of it is, how are you going to calibrate what risk is if you don't try getting it done on the practice field, if you don't try pushing things on the practice field? How do you find out? And I know Allen Robinson played down the idea of, you know, matchmaking and this connection between quarterback and receiver. I'm going to this place. He's going to put the ball in this place.
I'm the guy who's here on this play.
We go to the right spot. We're going to make a catch. You know, that's kind of how this happens. And that's true from Robinson's perspective, for sure.
Yeah, we've enjoyed talking to wide receivers this year.
Really have. And actually, I wouldn't mind having Kevin White sit down with us, you know, in a couple of weeks, too, because
he's been pretty frosty lately.
And I get that. I get that. I'd love to, you know, kind of chip away at some of that frost. I'm sure a lot of reporters down there would, and I don't think he's going to let that happen because of the, I mean, he's got every reason to walk around with a chip on his shoulder. Well, not a chip, but be frosty, I guess. Anyway, I think that the larger point is, he's got to learn what open is.
Yep.
He's got to learn who is open in these types of spaces. And it all completely gets reworked. Gosh, we've talked about this before, but it's all got to get completely reworked in this new offense.
Series of texts here from somebody in the 847 who says, people are placing way too much optimism in Trubisky. The Bears are still in the midst of a rebuild in a very good division. This season, I want one, Mitch to stop trying to be so damn perfect. He tries so hard to not say anything that will offend. Just talk, be yourself, learn the system, get acclimated. And two, this is a highly intelligent and sensible coaching staff. Hopefully this holds true. They can work seamlessly. Three, the Bears show incremental improvement. Learn the playbook, evaluate what they need for the draft and free agency for 2019. It's all about this season is all about canary in the coal mine and evaluation. I think that's probably lucid, but my bar is set higher than that for this team that sucked for too long.
Canary in a coal, I mean, doesn't that, it speaks to too much of impending disaster,
correct,
doesn't it?
Yeah, canary in a coal mine means that you're waiting to see where is it methane gas that the canary would die?
That everyone dies?
That's how people knew to leave when the canary died?
I mean, I think the difference is, and I get the illusion, that's pretty funny, but if this season doesn't work to the highest expectations of those who have the Bears winning 10 games and somehow coming out of the NFC North or somehow getting a playoff spot or what have you, it doesn't necessarily mean that this is a disaster. I understand your desire to have this team show you something for the first time in a long time. But depending on how this looks, I'm completely convinced that there are ways to find optimism in a subpar season wins-loss record-wise. There are ways for Mitchell Trubisky to be good and show me that he can be a top-tier quarterback in this league, which is the only thing that Ryan Pace should be concerned about, really. The biggest thing. There are ways for that to happen and also stumble along the way. And those stumbles don't necessarily even have to be by Mitch. It'd be other people, too.
Like you say, he doesn't know at game speed what constitutes make this throw or don't make this throw. So that's why we're going to over-evaluate Thursday night. We're going to over-evaluate this. And the fact is, they've already played an exhibition game.
They'll run four handoffs and a play fake and walk Mitch out the door.
Thank you, sir.
So long,
everybody.
We won't see a damn thing.
All right.
That's what'll end up happening.
Jeff Sullivan is going to join us in just a little bit, and he's going to explain a name at the top of a disparate list. There is a name on top of a list, and the people after him on this list are Mel Ott, Tony Conigliaro, Ty Cobb, Bryce Harper, Sherry McGee, Johnny Lush, Mickey Mantle, Cesar Cedeno, and Edgar Renteria. Think of what that could possibly be and what current player is at the top of that list.
It's a good list.
Yeah, it is.
We'll get to it with Jeff Sullivan of FanGraphs when we come back. It's the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
Make hiring easier. It can be hard. Multiple job sites and stacks of resumes and a confusing review process. But it can be easy. There is one place you have to go to get it done, and it's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter does everything. They send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, and they don't stop there because they've got powerful matching technology that scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job. So then as applications come in, ZipRecruiter is analyzing each one, spotlighting the top candidates. You never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter works so well that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So with results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And now you know what you can do just because you're listening. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play, ZipRecruiter.com/play. It's ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground-contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss. Your outdoor oasis is closer than you think, well within reach, and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship Baseball team.
I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $4,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Focus. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,500 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and doc fees. To qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Expires 8/31/18.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on August 26th. Enter to win at Chicago's Pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and four tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods, by Chicago Cubs Edition Waffles and Appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's Pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Looking for a new gig? Domino's has what you need. Whether you're a student looking to pay your way through college or a parent looking for 12 hours per week to pay that mortgage, look no more. Chicagoland Domino's Pizza locations have immediate opening.